on February 2nd. That's a week from this Saturday. Main Street Vermilion putting it on. It's called the Ice Affair. I love that name, man. Love that name.
That's really cool.
It's good stuff. And joining us on the hotline right now with Main Street Vermilion to talk about the Ice Affair, we've got Janet Rue and Jeanette Schaefer joining us. Ladies, how are you today?
We are great. How are you?
So far, so good. And boy, we're excited to talk about the Ice Affair again Saturday, February the 2nd.
We're chilling in Vermilion.
Chilling in Vermilion. See, I love that. Good stuff. You guys have been hard after this. You were telling us you've been working on it all day. What will we see when we stop by a week from Saturday?
We'll see over 60 ice sculptures, several live ice sculptures, and demonstrations of all kinds, and we'll be lining the streets. Demonstrating times and locations will be posted throughout the town, and Lolly the Trolley will be giving a narrated tour of Vermilion, which is wonderful.
Yeah, people really, really go for the narrated tour of Vermilion on Lolly the Trolley. They get to see some of the ice, not all of it, but they get to see some of the ice, and it gives them a good chance to see Vermilion and hear of all the things that go on in our town. And our shops and restaurants are going to be open all day. And if everyone comes in to the Main Street building, which is right along the railroad tracks, we have hot chocolate, hot cider, we have cookies, we have raffles, we have raffle baskets. It's lots of fun.
It sure sounds like a blast, and we've got to talk about the ice sculptures. Is this something that's done with those who are local? Do you bring folks in from out of town to create these ice sculptures? That's a special talent.
We do bring elegant ice creations out of Broadview Heights. They come in, and they're the ones who bring the sculptures in. Right now, today was the deadline for ordering, and we have 64 ice sculptures. And the Fire and Ice Tower, we've got 6 live ice carving demonstrations that'll go on through the day. I mean, we've got local people, we've got local businesses, we have businesses from out of town sponsoring this. I mean, it's a wonderful event. It just gets bigger every year.
You mentioned Lolly the Trolley, is it? The narrated tour, is that of the ice or is that kind of the entire town in general?
Well, they basically drive around a square in town, and then they take them down Main Street. They go down to Linwood. They go into Linwood Park. They go into the lagoons, and then they bring them back to Vermilion and in the middle of town, and they pick up the next group, and that goes on from 11 o'clock to 4:30 on Saturday.
The Price is Right. The Price is Right, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, it sounds like it's a full day of events. You guys have a lot going on, and it goes throughout the evening, which brings me to my next question. You guys have something called Fire and Ice towards the end of the night. What happens at the Fire and Ice portion of this event?
Well, there's this will be our third annual Fire and Ice, which would be, it begins about 6 o'clock in Exchange Park at the corner of Main Street and Liberty. And you can watch the flames light up the sky inside a larger tower, complete with the music and a DJ. And the music makes a whole lot of, makes this even more fun.
Oh, the crowd loves it. The crowd loves the music.
And the DJ goes to the sound of the music and everything else, the DJ. And that night, also at the Vermilion Boat Club, we have a $1,000 cold hard cash raffle, and the $1,000 is frozen in ice,
literally.
and we get a lot of people that really like that ice, and that's a real big seller.
It is. And the Fire and Ice, if you're not familiar with it, it's a big tower of ice that's 5 by 8 or 4 by 8, and the sculptor fills it with clean wood pallets, and then they light it. And, I mean, it's just magical.
It sounds like a blast. Again, we're talking with Janet Rue and Jeanette Schaefer with Main Street Vermilion. We're discussing the Saturday, February 2nd Ice Affair. This has been going on for a while, and you guys have some pretty cool names for the events that you've got. We just got done talking about Fire and Ice, but I'd like to know more about the Meltdown portion of the evening. What happens here?
Well, that's our meltdown party. You know, after the ice has Fire and Ice Tower has melted. Then we have the meltdown party at the Vermilion Boat Club. It's advanced ticket purchase. It's $25, and it's heavy hors d'oeuvres and soup and munchies and soft drinks and dessert with a cash bar. We have live entertainment, and we do the cold hard cash raffle drawing then. We've got a couple other raffles. We've got 4 tickets and a parking pass for the Cleveland Indians game for sometime in either April or May, depending on which the person's interested in. We have a 6-month car wash, free car wash once a week, and the 50-50 raffle. I mean, it's just, you know, we have all that, all those drawings, and people do not need to be present to attend. But and if anyone wants to purchase tickets to the Meltdown Party, they can purchase them at our Main Street Vermilion building.
Very nice. And so this whole meltdown thing, I love the idea, because the idea is you're outside all day, you're taking a look at the ice sculptures, and on February 2nd, who knows what the weather's going to be like. But the meltdown portion is kind of like the very end of the night. You're nice and warm and cozy inside, right?
Exactly. And the theme for the meltdown party, the food, is cheeseburgers in paradise.
Right. So you're kind of going to the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah,
which
that's
I love.
Exactly right.
We really melt.
That's exactly right. That's why we do that. But it, you know, it's a wonderful event. This is our 11th year, and we get new people sponsoring every year. I had several contacting me today at the last minute, you know, wanting to sponsor ICE. It's really great. Also, we have Jolly the Snowman and Pete the Penguin, who will be walking around town meeting all the children. And another thing that's going on in Vermilion that day is the Friends of Ritter Public Libraries hosting their chocolate festival. Mm-hmm. And that goes from 10 in the morning to 1 o'clock. It doesn't last too long because they sell out. And people bring all kinds of different chocolate confections, all kinds of different things down to the library, and people sample the different ones for 50 cents.
Hey, you mentioned this has been going on for 11 years now. This is such a unique fair in the sense that you don't have a lot of things going on in the wintertime, and this gives people that opportunity. Cabin fever starting to set in gives them a chance to be warm but still get out there and do some stuff, right?
Absolutely, and it was started because of that. Janet, this was her brainchild. And she could tell you about that, but it was her idea to bring this to Vermilion. It was her dream, and it was really to have things going on for the businesses, sure, to open it up for the businesses so they would get some traffic coming in and out of the restaurants and the stores. And that's why it was all started, and it's just gotten bigger and bigger.
One of their biggest days in town. We have letters from some of the merchants, and nothing but compliments on their business that day. So it's kind of fun.
It sounds like it's a lot of fun. And give us an idea as to how this event has grown over the last 11 years, because any successful event that's been around this long certainly has its different layers. You guys have talked about the different themes that you've got this year and the fun that comes of it. How has this whole event grown over the course of the last 11 years?
The first year we had it, like I said, 11 years ago, we had 19 sculptures. And this year it gradually got larger and larger. And this year, we have a little more than 60. Last year we had 70-ish, and then we added the Fire and Ice. This is our third year for Fire and Ice, and that seems to be really, really catching on.
Yeah, very popular.
With young and old and in between.
Well, it sounds like there's something for basically all age groups also.
That's right. And then a lot of the nursing homes will bring in patients in vans, so they get to see it too, if they can't get out in the car and the things. So
definitely family friendly.
Yeah, and it sounds like there's something for everyone. I mean, for the kids, the penguins will be there, snowmen will be there as well, and I think it's just really, if nothing else, you go down there to see some of these ice sculptures, just to see how unique these are. You can't really find them anywhere else. And you guys have done a nice job over the last 11 years, it sounds like, of making this an all-day event, because you not only just see the ice sculptures, you can get a nice tour of the town. You mentioned a chocolate festival is involved with it this year, and it all comes to an end with the meltdown with the cheeseburger and paradise theme. So there's dinner and dancing too. It's an all day event, isn't it?
It is. Come on down.
It's a very friendly event too. You all have to come and see us.
Absolutely. And again, it takes place a week from this Saturday, February the 2nd. Janet and Jeanette, for our listeners out there wondering where they can go to get more information on the event, the specific times and when it's all taking place and ticket information, where can they go to get that?
Probably the easiest would be to go to the Main Street Vermilion website, because she will, our director down at Main Street, will have all the scheduled times for the different ice carving demonstrations, because those begin at noon and go till 5:15 p.m. is the last one. So,
all righty. Well, very good stuff. Janet, Jeanette, thank you guys so much for joining us today and shedding some light on the ice affair. This sounds like it's going to be a blast. Let's hope that Mother Nature cooperates just enough. You want it to be cold for this thing, right?
Right. Oh, we've had it all. We've had rain. We've had sun. We've had it 50 degrees with the ice slowly melting throughout the day. We've had blizzard conditions. We've had down near zero. So who knows?
Right.
It goes on anyway.
There's no guarantee, but it's a fun thing no matter what.
Yep. It's chilling in Vermilion.
Chilling in Vermilion. Sounds like a blast. Janet, Jeanette, thank you guys again for the time. We appreciate it. You guys have a wonderful evening.
You too. Have a great evening, too. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, Janet Rue and Jeanette Schaefer joining us with Main Street Vermilion, talking about the ice affair on Saturday, February 2nd.